for taking my call. Just a second, okay?
Okay.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Keith?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Hi, Keith. My name's Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
Good, good. I just spoke with your associate, or she's on. We're on a three-way, and I let her know some of the problem I have with Home Advisor. I'm fighting a legal bill right now, and so I definitely did not want to run into that ever again. So it kind of gave me cold feet, but I know Google has a good name. Google has good credibility. Overall,
yeah.
You're much bigger. You know, Google was big. You know, Home Advisor was just specialized in what they did and acquired other smaller companies like themselves, and now they're big, and now there's a lot of people that are not happy with Home Advisors, and I'm one of them. You know, now I understand if it happened to me, what happened to me is really ugly. If even 10% of customers have that, you know, 10% of Home Advisors users, not the customer, but the person they represent, then that's bad. That's a lot of money. So yeah, I'm really bottom line is I'm looking at what my monthly bill will be, that, you know, while I fight them, I'm still putting out money. But of course, if it makes me money, it's a smart move, but I have to see how large of what your monthly billing is for the service. Cause I do work every day. I still have business, but the more advertisement definitely helps.
Okay, great. so, I mean, it sounds like this is all good timing. And I'm sorry for what you're going through with Home Advisor. You know, I'm sure you're already aware that they're being investigated by the FTC. So, believe me, I hear about the problems going on with them all the time. We work with a lot of their clients. So, you're
right.
Not alone.
You know.
What's happening.
You know more. You know more nightmares. That's just, I'm just one of some that you've heard.
It's, you know, personally, I do this because I believe that small businesses are the backbone of our country. So I find it so unfortunate that, you know, Home Advisor and Angie's Leads are, you know, cheating small businesses out of money, you know, and giving them unrealistic promises and, you know, high expectations of the type of things that they're going to get when, you know, in all reality, that's not true. So, that's really what I do here is we fully believe in transparency and under-promising and over-delivering our services. So, yes, it only makes sense if it makes dollars, Keith. I want to get you the best possible price I can, but also the best service and what you're going to get for your marketing. So I know that you were having some problems with them, but, you know, what ultimately is the biggest thing that you would have changed about using something like Home Advisor? Is it just like the type of leads, the type of jobs, like what more jobs? What exactly would you have
changed? What was happening with Home Advisor is I already worked full time and I had customer success. So I wasn't looking for Home Advisor, they came looking for me. I did not apply for them. They applied for me and so approached me on the internet and then of course calls and on email. And so I let them know that I only needed 1 to 4 leads a week because I was busy already.
Okay.
And they gave me that number. They said, we'll give you 1 to 4 leads because we understand you're busy already. We don't want to swamp you. Well, I also had a $300 coupon. And it was current, based on the date that I have even still on my phone, I would have been given that $300 lead, and politically they changed their mind. They say, you know, we're not going to give you that $300 credit. Like I said, well, but it says I'm entitled to it. They said, yeah, we can't do it now. So I bit the bullet and said, okay, I'll pay the $300. So I paid $300. To get started without them honoring their coupon.
Okay.
And once I said I do, then they begin to flood me with a ton of jobs. Just, I'm like, I'm only one person. How can I do all these things? Which is where we agreed that from 1 to 4 jobs a week is good for me. you know, both parties agree. I did, they did. You know, that never happened. They saturated my phone every day with leads, and they began charging me. And neither leads. I went to four of their leads, and they said based on the level of jobs that I had, they would take between $18 to $81 a job. If it was a small job, they'll take 18. If it was a big job, which would pay well, they'd take 81. So that was their range. Well, all those four jobs that I got said 31. So I was like, oh, $31? Okay, times four, that's 120 bucks. That's great for those leads. Whether I went on them or not, you know, once you click to accept, then that's up to you to go. But they charge. Well, that's 120 bucks. And next thing I know, on the weekend, my bank was contacting me. You have suspicious activity in your bank account. That was on Saturday. And when I looked, they said, well, Angie's lead or home advisor is trying to get $500 from you right now. That was on Saturday. And they tried the next, that Sunday, the next day as well. So they were, I don't know where that came from, that they were trying to get $500 from me, from my checking account. So at that point, I began to shut them down. I let them know this is a mistake. And if they were going to fix it, that would have been fine. They never responded to my emails to this day. I sent them about three or four emails. No, nothing. And now I'm fighting them over a bill of $1,500. So I said, wow. I got cold feet. I don't want to go into that. You know, I'm glad I'm with a good credit union and a military credit union. I'm glad that they caught that. Because they would have taken that money right out, and the money was there. They would have taken it. So I'm glad, you know, and the fact that they're not communicating with me, that I've asked them to take it to upper level, you know, whoever's over the people, the sales or whatever, nobody's contacted me. It's months now. Now I have this fraudulent bill in it. Now I see I must be one of the nightmare story, of the many nightmare stories. So, I don't want to go back through that again. I want, if I do a monthly bill, because I was approached by Google before. You guys, you may see your record show. You contacted me probably about 4 to 6 months ago, and I wasn't ready. I said, you know, because I didn't know what the billing is. But if it's reasonable billing, then I'm willing to do that. You know, none of us can guarantee the job, but we try for the attempt, right?
Right.
But the monthly has to work, that it doesn't sink me, and that it's not too expensive. So your associate, she said, that's where we're at right now. So I don't know what you're coming up with for monthly. But like I say, I don't need to be swamped. I stay busy, but I do need but you're not going based on leads. This is advertising to put me on a page, right?
Right. So let me ask you, I do see in our notes that we had talked to you in January. I mean, do you remember at the time what he had quoted you for a price? I know that was kind of a while ago, but.
I don't even think we got there. I don't even think we made it because I told him. Because that was the fresh injury straight from home advisor. You know what I mean? That was when I was really going through it back and forth with him at the same time. Google contacted me, so it was based on job need, you know, so I don't know what you guys have for advertising, what your expectation is.
So here's the thing, Keith, we have three different packages, okay? We have a pro, a platinum, and a platinum premier package. From everything I'm hearing, I think that our pro package would be a really great start for you. And then maybe once you move to doing this more full time or, you know, doing just only this business, you can actually add more advertising on to that. And, you know, you'll always have that option. So basically, the pro package, it's going to be $199 month to month. That will be a flat fixed monthly rate. That price will never go up on you as long as you're with us. There are no hidden fees, no extra taxes, no lead fees, nothing like that. It also is a tax write-off for you, which I'm sure you already know. It normally comes with a one-time setup fee of $99, but Keith, I want to help you out, give you a better experience with online advertising, so I'll go ahead and waive that today. So it'll just be the $199. So basically what that would include for you, that is going to be for your Google local optimization setup there for that spotlight position for up to 15 keyword phrases. We do submit your company with the most popular directory listings that you would like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, the more relevancy your company has online, the better results you're going to get. So then it's also going to be initial content creation and placement on Bing, which is Microsoft search engine. And then we give you exposure to mobile devices because, you know, everybody looks on their phone now for everything. So we'll get you on iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated systems like Alexa. I can also go ahead and include a landing page website for you at no additional cost. So this, you know, would you'd be able to showcase your work, have customers contact you, leave reviews to any of the directory listings. And then a new feature we added was making it so customers can pay you directly through your website. So that would be all for the $199 package. Now, later on, if you decided you wanted to, you could add Facebook ads or Google ads, which would be above the map section. Those would just be an extra $100 or $300, you know, depending on if you wanted to do some ad spend. So, but I think for now, the pro package would be just a really great start for you to get you at least locked into the position, and get you going with, the program.
I totally agree. I like what you're saying. I believe for me though, I need to be able to start it next week.
Okay. Why exactly is that?
Well, because of some billing that's due coming in to me next week to be able to cover the cost of it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm willing. You said $199 a month.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And it's on a month-to-month?
Yes, month-to-month. Uh-huh.
Month-to-month. Yeah, that's... That sounds very tempting. But like I say, I'm fighting one fight, putting coals on another fire, you know.
Well, okay, Keith, how about this? Look it, I want to help you out again, and I'm not trying to be too pushy, but you know, I know that this could be beneficial for you. I would have to check with my manager real quick, but if I could bring down the price to $149, you know, it would be exactly the same thing. Would that be something that you'd be able to move forward with?
I would by the end of the day. I'm not near my bank right now. I'm out of town working.
Okay.
But by the end of the day, yeah, I'll be back in Sacramento. I'm in the Bay right now. So this evening I will definitely be home. That's my wife is going to spank me.
Until about 3:30. That would be the latest I would be able to call you.
Is that California time? Where are you? East Coast? Are you here?
No, we're in Orange County.
Oh, you're okay down there, L.A. Orange County.
Yeah.
right, because I grew up in San Diego. Okay. My dad retired in it.
Oh, I heard you tell Desiree that you're Army brat, right? Or in
Navy
military?
Navy brat. Okay. Yeah, that's why everybody calls me a Filipino, though I'm not. They say you're a Filipino if you were born there.
Yeah.
That's why I was born. Yeah. My dad was stationed 4 years over there. Yeah.
He was at Camp Pendleton then, right?
Well, he was just below it. He was just below Camp Pendleton. In San Diego there, right. But yeah, on Camp Pendleton, you know where Pendleton is, Orange County, Tustin, all that, Laguna Beach, Nigel,
yeah.
All that, you know, my stomping grounds. I mean, I was always up in Orange County. I had a girlfriend that was in L.A., so I always was going through Orange County.
Yeah, I hate L.A. Yes, I try not to go there as much as possible. Not a big fan
of L.A. No, you're
right.
L.A., keep it in Orange. That's right. Keep it in Orange County. Don't L.A. Even we were talking about the Mexican food our friends were the other day. And, you know, even though we know there's a boatload of Hispanic people in L.A. and San Diego, the authentic Mexican food is really in San Diego because even L.A. Mexicans go to San Diego to eat get Mexican food because they say it's really not authentic Mexican food around LA. It's lesser than authentic. So San Diego itself is the mecca for authentic Mexican food. People go there.
I love San Diego Mexican food. It really is the best. I used to live in Ocean Beach, and that OB.
Oh man, okay. Oh, you were an OB. Okay, yeah.
So I know how good the Mexican food is. It is, and it's
already
all
know.
Yeah.
I'm preaching to the choir. You already know, yeah. Hey, I think at that 149 payment, I really think that's doable. I believe I would have success with Google on that front page and then broaden our horizon. But I would be willing to try that, based on, I believe, your loyalty, your honesty, you and your young lady associate there seem,
I appreciate that.
149 is that doable fee, but I would not want to do the two, because two almost makes me 300. And when I say 300, then I think of Home Advisor. And I
I like you. I really want to help you out. And the 149, it would still be, as long as you're with us, it'll stay that. So that'll never go up on you, as long as you're with us. And, there's no contracts with us, Keith. There's nothing like that. I mean, we do ask you to give it at least 2 months to bring the full program to fruition. That doesn't mean that you're in a contract or, you're paying 2 months up front or anything like that. But give it 2 months. Once you see jobs coming in from Google, then, I know you won't be going anywhere, right?
Exactly, right. Yeah, exactly. So I'm willing. So you want to talk to your associate? You going to get back to me in shortly now, or what are you going to do? Talk to your bosses, and then I'll give you a credit card later in the day, like I said, when I get back to Sacramento.
Okay. I mean, do you think you'll be back before 3:30?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. What time do you think you'll be back?
I think I'm going to be back by about 1.
Okay.
I've already told somebody I'll be back in Sacramento by 2. I already have a commitment to be back in Sac at 2, so.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a call at 2, and we'll get you set up, okay?
Okay. Sounds great. I appreciate
it. Does that work?
Thank you. Yep.
Okay, Keith. I've really enjoyed talking to you, though, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Talk to you in a few hours, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.